New Jersey Governor Chris Christie did not mention disability pension reform during this year's State of the State speech, even though it was a big part of his address a year ago, and the problem he brought to the fore still exists now, according to NJ Watchdog's Mark Lagerquist. He's been following the matter and joins me on Newsworks tonight. Mark, welcome back.
My pleasure.
What was the problem as the governor defined it a year ago?
Well, what he said verbatim was, our pension system is burdened by some who collect disability because they claim they are totally and permanently disabled, but who are now working full time. Let's go even further to solidify our pension system and reduce the cost by reforming our disability retirement system to end this fraud and abuse.
And toward that end, what did he put together?
Well, he put together a task force, a special unit to investigate pension fraud. But there's a great irony here. And that great irony is if you look inside the governor's office, a member of his own staff, one of his lawyers paid for by the state, is one of these people. He gets a $110,000 a year annual salary as an associate legal counsel, plus he's also collecting $44,000 a year from state pension as a retired disabled police officer because he supposedly cannot work.
Now, we're referring to one Adam Heck, who started drawing disability at the age of 28. Was Chris Christie aware when he brought him on board that he was collecting a disability pension as well?
We have absolutely no idea. Christie's spokespeople did not return the call. Nobody's returning the calls on this one, but this is a situation that's been going on. The governor certainly has been aware of it for the past year when we did our first story on it, but he hasn't done anything.
Is there a correlation between Heck still in the state's employ and Christie not bringing up the issue in his speech this past week?
That's a very interesting question. The fact that he didn't mention disability pension reform after making such a big deal out of it last year, well, it raises questions. All of a sudden, it's off the table and he's on to something else.
It must be a bigger deal, though, than merely the case of Adam J. Heck.
Oh, yes, of course it is. I mean, in the first investigative report that we put out on this, we had 18 different state employees who were doing the same thing. They were getting a full-time state salary, plus they were collecting state pensions because they supposedly couldn't work anymore. And it's an even bigger problem than that, because when you look at the extent of disability pensions in the state of New Jersey, it's very large. For police alone, for disabled police officers, they're collecting $250 million a year for disability pensions.
Are laws being broken?
Probably not. What this has to do with is how weak the laws are, how many loopholes there are in pension law, and even after the governor makes a big deal out of trying to reform the system, a year later, very little is done.
Can we put a dollar amount on the cases that are known about?
Well, of the cases we highlighted, the 18 cases that we now know about, these employees collectively rake in about $2 million a year, more than $1 million in salaries, and nearly $1 million from disability pensions.
Is it tip of the iceberg, or is that perhaps the total of what's out there across the Garden State?
We think this is the tip of the iceberg because in our research, we only looked at state workers. We didn't look at the public workers employed by the state's 21 counties, 565 municipalities, and 590 school districts. Now, if we were able to look at all of those units of government, I'm sure we'd find a lot more.
Again, attempts to reach the governor or a spokesperson have been futile to date?
Well, yes. We are not getting our calls returned on this one.
Mark Lagerquist, thanks for joining us once again on Newsworks Tonight.
My pleasure.
NJ Watchdog's Mark Lagerquist, and you can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.